Trains. You see them trundling up and down our tracks, day in, day out, transporting commuters and freight across states. Thousands of miles are covered by these workhorses, but have you ever wondered what makes them stick to the rails? Have you ever thought about how they make wheels strong enough to support the weight of freight? What are these crucial components made from, and how do they do it? Stick around and learn how they make train wheels on this episode of Engineering Marvels. It starts with a steel bar, 3 foot in diameter, which is cut into smaller pieces, roughly 1.5 feet tall, with a giant circular saw blade, into what's known as pucks. These pucks are then transported to a giant electromagnetic furnace and heated to over 2,000 degrees centigrade. Once they have been baked for 30 minutes, they are automatically extracted by robotic arms and placed inside a gigantic hydraulic press. The superheated pucks, now called blanks, are given their first pressing to knock off the outer crust, known as slag. Then a robotic arm transfers the glowing blanks to a second hydraulic press, which presses it into a flat disc. The press uses a hydraulic force of 250 tons, and the blank comes out looking more like the shape of a train wheel. But there's still more to do. A second press shapes the blank and forms a ridge on the trailing edge to keep the wheel from slipping off the tracks. Once this stage is complete, an automatic arm douses the press with cold water to stop it from overheating. The wheel is then transported by another robotic arm to a milling machine further along the assembly line. The computer-controlled milling machine grinds the wheel to a specified profile dimension. The dimensions are automatically measured and sensors feed back the progress to the computer. Now the wheel, still glowing red-hot, is transferred to a die press. The die press forces the wheel onto a special center die, which removes and shapes the center borehole and will later allow the wheel to be fixed to the axle. The die press is doused by water again to cool down before the next wheel arrives. Now the wheels are beginning to look more recognizable, and after they've undergone a quick testing to ensure they are up to standard, the wheels are stacked on top of one another and left to cool naturally to avoid stress fractures from forming within the metal. The now cooled wheels are taken to another milling machine for final shaping. Now, finally, the wheel gets pressed onto the train axle. A worker applies some corrosion-resistant paint to the axle using a spray gun. Workers check for final adjustments before the wheels are pushed into place with a force of 250 kilograms. Special probes measure the wheels to ensure that it's precisely aligned. Once the wheels have been aligned with their axles, they roll along a dolly into a CNC machine where pressure probes measure points along each part of the wheel. Then a computer-controlled cutting die mills the metal to the final diameter. Once fully assembled, the axle, complete with the shiny new train wheels, rolls out of the machine using its own weight and inertia, where it continues down the assembly line to the next stage.